As Alejandro mentioned, this project was launched to fill a gap in the literature. All of us, or I think all of us, actually teach trade policy analysis. But when asked to do this, we actually couldn't find a manual which would take the reader by the hand and help him or her ask the right questions, choose the most efficient methodology to analyze a question that is that was raised, find the data, avoid all the pitfalls in the databases and in the analysis, and provide useful answers to the questions raised. All this is what we hope this this practical guide will provide, will do. The guide has an introduction in 6 chapters, as well as an accompanying DVD containing the empirical material in the command files. Each chapter presents a specific tool or set of tools and explains when and how to use it. Chapters 1 and 2 present methodologies for the descriptive analysis of a country's trade performance and its trade policy. Considerable emphasis has been put on descriptive statistics because it's the foundation on which any good analysis is built, and also because it can answer a broad range of questions. Chapter 3 presents the workhorse approach for exposed analysis of trade and trade policies, the gravity equation. And chapters 4 to 6 discuss 3 different ex-ante approaches that can be used to assess various effects of trade policies. The first one, chapter 4, is on partial equilibrium. The second one is on general equilibrium. Chapter 5 is on general equilibrium, while chapter 6 is a bit of a mix of different methodologies that are combined to analyze the distribution, the effect of trade policies on the distribution of income. I'll now provide a short overview of the 6 chapters, focusing on the nature of the questions they help answer, while Alessandro, after me, will then explain how the content of each chapter is organized. If you want to assess a country's trade performance, then Chapter 1, entitled Analyzing Trade Flows, is where you should look. It will explain the main indices used to assess the structural, the sectoral, and the geographical composition of trade flows, including openness measures, intensive and extensive margins of diversification, measures of comparative advantage, and many other such indices. It will also help with key measurement issues, help you understand how to deal with missing values, how to address reliability questions, and it will suggest how to display trade data graphically in a clear and appealing way. If you want an analytical description of a country's trade policy, then you should turn to Chapter 2, entitled Quantifying Trade Policy. This chapter will show how to present a tariff profile, distinguishing between bound and applied tariffs, MFN, and preferentials, using averages and measures of dispersion, starting from the data sources and going all the way to synthetic data tables that summarize the structure of the tariff of a country. It will explain how to calculate import coverage ratios, frequency indexes, and ad valorem tariff equivalence of NTMs. Note that Chapter 3 also explains how to estimate tariff equivalence of NTMs, only the difference is one of methodology. In Chapter 2, the tariff equivalents are calculated using the price gap method, and in Chapter 3, they are calculated using the gravity equation, and so sort of use a slightly more sophisticated technique. Chapter 2 finally will suggest how to assess the overall trade restrictiveness of a trade policy stance, taking into account both the tariffs and the non-tariff measures. If you're interested in the effect of NTMs on trade ex post, then chapter 3 is the place, analyzing bilateral trade using the gravity equation. It is its title, and it explains the logic of the gravity equation, showing how gravity models arise out of a range of trade theories, instructing on how to build a gravity database, presenting various estimation methods of the gravity equation and explaining when they should be used depending on the focus of the research. And it also explains how to handle zero trade flows or endogeneity. If you wish to assess ex ante the effect of a sectoral tariff reform, that is before you introduce the reform, then chapter 4, entitled Partial Equilibrium Trade Policy Simulation, will explain how and when to use 4 ready-made partial equilibrium models that are sort of available on shelves. The first one is the SMART model, which is available through the WITS software or portal. The second one is the Global Simulation Analysis of Industry-Level Trade Policy, the GSIM model, which is essentially a multi-market extension and improvement of SMART with global market clearing, and it's also made available by its developers, Francois and Hall, in the form of 2 Excel spreadsheets. The third one is the Tariff Reform Impact Simulation Tool, TRIST, which focuses on tariff revenue but can also be used to estimate the effect of tariff reforms on output or employment. Again, it's made available in the form of Excel spreadsheets that can be downloaded from the Internet. And finally, the Agricultural Trade Policy Simulation Model, the so-called ATPSM, which focuses on standard agricultural policies such as quotas or subsidies. The models, there are various applications with those models, such as the analysis of Burundi's trade opening using TRIST, or exercises that look at the tariff change on Albanian buses or Japanese meat in imports. So very concrete examples. Now, if you want to estimate, again, ex ante, the potential effects of, for instance, the Doha Round or proposals tabled in the Doha Round, then Chapter 5 is where to look for it. It's a chapter on general equilibrium. It will explain how general equilibrium models work and why you may wish to use one to simulate the effect of Doha proposals. It will not, however, provide the tools and the techniques to actually run an economically meaningful GE models. From this perspective, it's different from all the other chapters. If you want to learn how to run a GE general equilibrium model, then you should probably take the GTAP courses, because it goes far beyond what we could actually provide in this manual, this guide. And as you all know, this gives me the opportunity to mention that Geneva is hosting the 2012 GTAP conference this week, so it's a good opportunity to link with them if you want to do that. Finally, if you want to estimate ex ante, again, the distributional effects of a trade reform, then you should look at Chapter 6, which is entitled Analyzing the Distributional Effects of Trade Policies, and which will explain how to think about the transmission of trade shocks to individual households in simple terms. It actually presents a 2-stage quantitative method that helps assess the distribution effects of trade policies, where you first estimate the changes in the prices of goods and factors in factor returns that result from trade liberalization, and you then map those changes in the prices of goods and factors onto each household's budget and income shares to produce estimates of changes in welfare of the various groups of households. Chapter 6 also lists all the data you will need to do this, and it introduces some of the statistical techniques used to deal with household survey data. Let me now give the floor to Alessandro, who will actually complement this overview with a discussion of where is it? Here. Yep. With a presentation of the content of a chapter, because all the chapters more or less follow the same structure except for chapter 5. So what you will get, what Alessandro's presentation will show is really how they're structured and what you get in each of the chapters. Alessandro, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you. So what I'm going to briefly illustrate is about not really how a chapter is shaped, but a little give you a little bit of example of what you will find in this practical guide. But before this, just let me tell you again that when we wrote this book, the main target was to try to say things which are useful, mainly for people that have been exposed to economics but not really working too much on trade, or to trade policymakers which don't know much about quantitative methods. So at the end, I think this book is going to be extremely helpful for people working, for example, in trade ministry or customs, or people that deal with offices of government offices or think tank that want to understand a little better what's going on in terms of trade and trade policy. So how do I change this here? Yes. Okay, the first thing the book does, and this is quite important because around you will not find many information on this, even if you're very good in Googling, is like give you a good list of places where you can find trade and trade policy related data. So this is a very good start for people that don't know much about trade or where to find raw information about this, and goes in a lot of details how to get this data and what kind of data you will find in the different database. So for example, of course, we have the database of WTO, UNCTAD, also World Bank, ITC, and also there are a lot of minor database which actually holds quite a bit of information on specific areas of trade and trade policy. The book is very structured, and each chapter, if you want, or each concept is explained very well. So there is the concept, the intuition of what we are going to illustrate in the specific part of this book. Then there is how do we construct this, or how we get to this particular index, or we get to this particular concept. And then there are quite a bit of examples. So for example, in terms of tariffs, it explains very well what is an applied tariff, what is MFN, bound, what is specific duties, what is ad valorem, how you calculate those, different methods, and so on. So as Mark said, it's also we have a very good section on how to compute tariff profiles. So it tells you simple average, weighted average, what is the difference when you need to use one, when you need to use the other. What are peaks? What are the tariff dispersion? What is effective protection? Each of these concepts is given first by intuition and then by mathematical construction and then with example. And I'll illustrate this a little bit better. This is a very simple idea, what is behind the difference or the bias of trade weighted average tariff. So you have, when you construct simple average, you have one thing. When you construct weighted average, of course, you get something else, and there is a bias which is explained very well in the book. Also, what we have also very simple graphical intuition of all those concepts. This is the classic case of a tariff reduction in a large country case, where we have all these curves that move, and the book goes very, very at length in really explaining to the non-expert how to conceptualize those things. So it's really helpful for expert, because then I'll show you some more advanced technique, but also for people that started dealing with this kind of work not I mean they don't have much experience. So also the book gives you a lot of information about trade related indexes. So goes from the very easy one, like trade over GDP, and when and explains when you want to use this and what kind of information this index gives you, to like import content of export and external orientation, trading and intermediate goods, offshoring, vertical specialization, inter-industry trade, export diversification, regional trade, and many others, actually. So for each of these index, there is more or less of a step-by-step approach. So first is given the intuition, so what is this index useful for and why you want to use it and what kind of information will give you. Then clearly there is how to construct this index in terms of mathematical formulas. Then for each index, or for most indexes, we have some sort of interpretation in graphical terms. So there is a plot that tells you a little bit what is a good way to illustrate your concept, and second, how to better interpret your results. And finally, which is very important, we put in the book all the STATA commands, which STATA is our econometric and statistical software, to construct those index. So even if you're not very expert in STATA, by looking at the codes and by studying a little bit, maybe you will be able to replicate all the results. Then, of course, we have quite a bit of advanced topics, and one of these is, for example, the gravity model, which there is a full chapter dedicated to it, or almost a full chapter. So, and also in this case, it's very, very clear and goes step by step. So it gives you first, carries you by the hand and tell you where you should get the data, and then it tells you the basic theoretical foundation. Then it tells you how you should format the data and set up the model, then how to render the model into STATA, then most importantly how to interpret the results, and then finally how to translate those results into a policy message. So all this is done step by step to facilitate the researchers. Also, another topic is about the distributional effect of trade policy, and this is a little graph that illustrates all the links between trade policy, tariff, non-tariff barriers to internal prices, and how those eventually will translate into the welfare of people. So consumption, income, employment, government revenues, and this is somewhat illustrated in the book. Finally, the book also gives you STATA codes and ideas on how to present your results in a graphical way. So from very simple graph like histograms, or a little bit more fancy histograms, to more sophisticated things such as nonlinear regressions, or even like this kind of plots, box Cox, I think they're called. So I think it's quite it's going to be quite a useful book for a lot of people, at least we hope so, and for sure we'll keep using this book for our work and for training purposes. I'll stop here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lasta, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much for giving me the floor. I will not use a PowerPoint, and I will not say anything about quantitative methods and tariffs and charts. I would like to thank our colleagues at the WTO to have invited us for this launch. I would like also to say that we are very happy to see this another case of cooperation between UNCTAD and the WTO, because we think that we are our mutual most natural partners topic-wise, and we have been cooperating with the Economic Research and Statistics Division and the ITTC since 2004-2005, basically from the moment when the Virtual Institute has been conceived. And we think it makes a lot of sense to create synergies by working on joint projects like this book or to support the same universities. Basically, at the moment, almost 11 members of the WTO chairs are at the same time members of the Virtual Institute. I would like to tell you something about the story of the book, about how it was used or how the components of the book have been used till now and what may be some openings for the future. So the book is not really a baby. It has a life story already. The work on it started in a way in 2005 when Patrick and myself looked for a topic for cooperation. And as we both believe in research or evidence-based policymaking, that is, if I can borrow what you said in your speech, that good policies should be based on good analysis, we decided to jointly develop a tool that would help produce such analysis. And the first outcome of this work was in early 2008, a Virtual Institute teaching material on trade and trade policy analysis. In the second stage, we decided that the topic was so worthwhile and needed so much more attention that we would broaden the scope of the material and also include practical exercises which were not available in the first teaching material. And that's why the book that you have in front of you also includes a DVD with the data sets and command files to do this hands-on practice. The use of the book so far, as I said, the book was built around different blocks during the years, and it was our intention not to have the first material or the book now on the shelf, but to get it used as much as possible, because that's the purpose. We have tried several ways in the past of promoting the use of the book or facilitating the use of the book, relying mainly on support from donors, such as the UN Department of Economic Social Affairs and also the governments of Finland and Spain, who have helped us financially. The first way of trying to promote the use of the book was that we presented it, the authors in fact presented it at a Virtual Institute meeting in 2008, and as a result, in the first years of the existence of the predecessor material to this book, it was used by 19 university members of the Virtual Institute, basically all of those who are teaching economics, and they didn't give us full figures, but it seems that it was used to teach more than 2,300 students during that 1 year where we have the data about. The second attempt to make to roll out the book to the users was the adaptation of the material to local needs. This was done by the University of Jordan and the University of Chile, and included also translation into Arabic and Spanish to make it more accessible to the audience in the countries. A third way of supporting the use of the book was to provide training to lecturers and researchers on the use of the methods covered by the material and also the book. The WTO, to my knowledge, has been frequently providing training on methods for trade policy analysis. The Virtual Institute also organized several national workshops in Africa and Latin America, taught by UNCTAD colleagues and WTO colleagues as well. And we also held two workshops in Geneva, aimed mainly at least developed countries and sub-Saharan Africa. These two workshops were held in 2006 and 11, and were not only held in cooperation with the WTO, but also with the International Trade Center. So that we extended, we basically capitalized on all the knowledge that is available in the international organizations in Geneva. And the academics who attended the second workshop, and there was also some missions who attended. In fact, I pointed to the delegate of Vietnam who was sitting through the workshop with us. So the academics who attended the workshop already reported about some concrete use of the knowledge, and we have compiled a little sheet with their answers, which is in front of the room if you are interested. They use it in teaching, in research, and also in policy advice. Use of the book for the future, in the future. We, of course, will distribute it through the WTO and UNCTAD to our respective academic and other audiences. My colleague Susanna has also developed a website from which the book and all the files can be downloaded. So, which means that the book will be publicly accessible for any kind of spontaneous use by policymakers or academics. but we would also like, if we can, to actively support its use, similarly to the ways I explained before, but also perhaps some other ways, which will, of course, depend on the availability of funds from generous donors. So we hope that such generous donors will manifest themselves so that we can do some of the things that we would like to promote the use of the book and make it useful. One way would be to translate the book into other languages. We had quite a discussion about multilingualism this morning and yesterday, so we think that it may be worthwhile undertaking to do that. We would also like, if we can, train more academics on the use of the methods explained in the book, be it through face-to-face workshops or possibly an online course, if we can envisage something like that. And the third way, or third area into which we would like to go, is to encourage cooperation between researchers and policymakers, because it's the final objective of the book that it helps to enhance or improve policymaking. And our interest is that if the researchers conduct the analysis, that this analysis is used in policymaking. We have addressed this issue during the two workshops in Geneva I mentioned, and I also mentioned the recommendations that came out of the roundtables which we held between the academics participating and Geneva-based missions. And so these recommendations are also available in front of the meeting room. We would like to try out now a little bit different or step-forward approach on a subset of the book. In fact, on the methods applied to the analysis of the link between trade and poverty. We have currently a project funded by one of our donors, and under that project we would like to train the academics on the use of the methods through an online course. But afterwards we would like to give the best graduates an opportunity to apply for research grants from us and also get coaching from colleagues, hopefully our colleagues. In fact, our main partner in UNCTAD is Alessandro for this project. And the condition somehow will be that they will work with the policymakers in their countries. This is to make sure that the proposal is relevant for the country already from the very beginning, that the policymaker is involved in the definition of the research proposal, and that they work throughout, and also to facilitate policy intake. And at the end, both the researcher and the policymaker will be invited to Geneva to present the findings of this paper. So this is something that is a pilot for us. We will see how it works, but we really try to bring the research as close as possible to the policymaking process. I think I will stop here, and thanks a lot again, and I do hope that you will all use the book.
Thank you very much for the presentation of what looks to be an evolving, a living book, an adventure of knowledge. So we have a few minutes, so I'd offer the floor to assist the participants here for questions and comments. Yes, Bradley?
A question for Vlasta. Is the Spanish version available to download off the website as well?
It should be there. We have it, but we are just updating the website, so it's not there, but it is there. It will be there. But it was the previous material. It's not this current book. But yes, and the Arabic version as well.
Yes, please. Can you please identify yourself and your affiliation?
Thank you very much. Felipe Muñoz from the University of Chile. I would really like to congratulate this opportunity. We have experience with the book, with the previous one, also with Cosimo teaching last year in the university, what seems to be the first two chapters, maybe the third one also, the three. It's really, really good, and I would like to share with you the experience of the University of Chile with this practical guide, with the best, with the baby book, the first one, translated, and well, it's not as the same as this one, but it's a really good guide and a really practical guide to take policymakers to understand trade policy analysis, mainly when they are involved in negotiations. Sometimes they do not have the time to look at these kind of figures or understand sometimes the graphs or papers they are given. So this, I think, is a really good book and opportunity for us as academics to make an effort to use it and link with the public officers at our countries. Thanks.
Thank you. Richard, new farmer. Can you please use the microphone? Thank you.
This is really a fabulous book, and I think will be enormously useful to a lot of people. I had just tried to get a hold of the document online, and one humble suggestion might be to talk to the website people to make sure that you can access it in the WTO webpage and in the UNCTAD central webpage. It was a bit complicated to find it, and I wanted just to send the reference to the four or five economists working in Africa with me, and it was just a little difficult to get to. But this is a really fabulous product, I have to say. Congratulations to the author.
Yes, Vasla.
Just a very small comment. Yes, I understand, and it will be available on the WTO website, definitely, also. It has a direct address, which is on the screen and which is on the printouts we have left outside the room. So you can send directly that address, and people can get straight to the book.
That's what I will do, but I think if it were
We take the comment, sure.
Please, sir.
Enrique Domínguez de México. Una pregunta, como cuando trabajas con un modelo, con una serie de información, el reto principal es cuando tenemos cambios estructurales. Actualmente en el comercio hemos sufrido, por razones de las crisis, la creación de nuevas barreras al comercio que implican un costo. ¿En alguna forma previeron o hay una manera de poder usar este ejercicio que nos están ustedes presentando? ¿Me explico?
My Spanish is not great, so I hope I understood what you meant. So if we have a structural change and the new issues of international trade, to what extent are covered in this book, such as non-tariff measure, that was more or less what you had in mind. So we have something on new trade policies, we cannot cover everything on this book, of course. It's like, I don't know, many pages, but not nearly enough. But we do have some section on, for example, non-tariff measure and how to deal with those kind of measures from a researcher perspective. So we go into the new issues about trade policy. Of course, we don't go into details in terms of SPS and TBT or harmonization or mutual recognition. This is not there is not enough space. But let me add also that we started. One idea about this book is that each chapter would be a module, meaning that its chapter itself is somewhat of self contained. So eventually, if this book really we found that this book has a lot of use, we would like also to continue by adding chapters or module, and probably we'll go on focusing also on new issues or like different issues. Employment, for example, things like that.
Yes, please.
Thank you. First, I would like to congratulate the colleagues for this very interesting and useful guide. I just have one specific question regarding Chapter 4 on CG modeling. Can you please just tell us what kind of models you have used for the applications? Is it the GTAP model or Mirage or other any CG modeling that you have used to make any empirical investigations? Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. It's not that we've been using any model. It's like we give a general presentation of what a CG simulation is, what you would be facing when looking at papers, at some application using CG techniques. It's impossible to have a full-fledged coverage of what a CG simulation is in only one chapter with an application, and that would take you by the end and provide you with the necessary tools to run any type of simulation. So it's really as complete as far as, I mean, the space was allowing us to cover all the issues, an introduction to CG modeling. So there is reference to the GTAP model. There is also references, I mean, more than the GTAP model is to the GTAP databases. Okay, but we stop there. We just provide the reader with some examples, but that's all.
Any more questions? Okay, if that's not the case, then let me bring this meeting to a close. I thank you very much for your participation. I congratulate both UNTED and WTO for this very good publication, which, as has been said, will evolve over time and improve over time. So your participation in this evolution, of course, is very much encouraged. So once more to our participants, thank you very much, and I wish you a very good afternoon. Vatlan, you want to say something?
I want to associate myself to the thank you, and I would really like to thank everyone who was involved in this very long project. In the first place, the authors who are sitting here. It's a coincidence that it's basically the Italian school of quantitative trait analysis complemented by Italian-Swiss school. I would also like to thank Patrick for his support from the backstage to getting this, to taking this project to a successful end. I would like to thank Susanna, who has developed the website. I would like to thank the WTO publication people, Anthony and Serge, who have made this publication so beautiful. And thank also to all of you to have attended this launch.